Hello.
Hi, good morning. Is this Dawn?
Hello.
Hi, Dawn.
Hello.
Dawn, can you hear me?
Yes, now I can.
Hi, this is Monica. I'm calling with Family First Care. How are you?
Good, Monica. How you doing, hon?
Good, thank you. So, Dawn, I was calling you because I wanted to go over your hourly rate. So I see that we have a schedule here for you, and I just wanted to verify and then submit a rate request for your hourly rate. Okay.
Okay.
Now I see that you're working on Monday from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, and then 9 to 11 p.m. on Tuesdays. Wednesdays from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Thursdays from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Fridays from 11 p.m. to 9 a.m. and Saturdays from 12 a.m. to 9 a.m.
Okay. And then every other weekend, Leah and I will be, swapping the weekends.
Okay. Yes, I see that here.
Vitalia.
So you're going to, okay, I'm sorry, hold on. So 12 a.m. to 9 a.m., you're going to be working Saturday and Sunday every other week?
Yeah, because we each want a weekend off. So we're going to do it like that. So alternate. Like the first weekend, she wants me to start the weekend. So, because she's got, if we're starting in the beginning of August, I doubt it. I don't know whether you can get us in there and stuff like that. But the first weekend in August, she wants off because she's got a wedding or something. And I said, that's fine. So I'll do the Saturday and Sunday the first weekend, then she'll do the next Saturday and Sunday because I'll be off.
Okay, so it seems like, let me just calculate these hours to make sure that everything is correct and we can submit a correct rate request. So for Monday,
Right.
you'll be working the 7 hours. Tuesday, you'll be working 14 hours. Wednesday, 7 hours. Thursday, 7 hours. Friday, 10 hours. Saturday you'll be working 9, and then Sunday you'll be working 9. Correct?
Okay. That's what you have me down for.
Okay, so that'll be a total of 63 hours. That's when you work the weekend. So that
Right.
means that, all right, let me write this down. So when you don't work the weekend, it'll be 45 hours.
Right.
Okay, perfect. So how much did you want us to submit the rate request for?
At least 18.
So they're not going to approve 18. I'm not, I spoke to the other caregivers as well, and they're under the pressure that we pay like $18 an hour. I was wondering who informed you of this.
That's what I was told. They
By
said
who?
whoever the girl was that called us, because Nick had told us that he wanted his dad switched over to this company, and he said that they'll give you $17 to $18 an hour. And then whoever the first girl called, I can't remember her name, Sarah, or oh God, I don't even know who it was, the first girl that called, and they said, we'll get you approved for at least $17 to $18 an hour.
Yeah, that's not. I would like to know the name because I would like to speak to that person in particular, but they're not going to accept $17 or $18 an hour at all. I mean, if
Why?
you want, we can put in something close and I can get back to you and see if the management team will approve that. And then we'll take it from there. But I mean, without a name, there's no way for me to go back to management team and let them know, well, this is the person that told them so and so. How much are you getting paid with your current agency?
I have two companies, and I'm over 16-something an hour. I'm over 17. So that's why I don't want to go any lower than 17 an hour. Seriously.
I mean, I can submit it, like I said, but they're not definitely not going to approve the 17.
And what would they approve?
I'm not sure. Like, I would have to submit it to them, and then they get back to me on that. If you want, again, like I said, I can submit the 17,
yeah,
and I'm sure that they'll come back with a number. And then I can call you back, and then we can discuss.
All right.
Okay.
Do that. Yeah.
All right, Dawn. And then another question I did have is, I still see that you're missing your competency test. Were you able to complete that?
I know. I have to get through that. I've been having issues with my kids right now, so I'm bebopping back and forth with that. But I'll get that done.
Okay.
I definitely will get that done this weekend because Sean's going in the nursing home, so I won't have hours with him, so I can sit down and just do that.
Got it. And now you did do your TB test. We're just waiting for the results to come back, right?
We're waiting for all the results, yep.
Okay.
Because when I went the first time, they stuck it too far in, and they couldn't even get a reading, so I have to go back out on Monday and get the other one done and then do that first reading. In 3 days, and then I'll have to go for the next one in board sit in 2 weeks. Or can't they just do blood work or something like that?
You already got the first PP test. Did you get the first PP test already?
That's the one where they went too far in and they couldn't get an accurate reading.
Okay.
I guess it was a new nurse, and when I told her, I says, "You're going too far in." She goes, "Oh no, I've done these so many times." And I'm like, "No, honey." I said, "There's supposed to be a bubble coming up on my arm."
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, and they weren't able to. Okay, so now you're going back on Monday so you can do that test again?
Correct. Yep.
Got it. Okay.
I have to be there early. Well, 10 o'clock in the morning I have to be there by, so.
Okay, got it.
Yep.
All right. I mean, I'll check in with you on Monday to see if you got that done.
That's no problem. I've had these things done for 40 years and they're all negative. I have a smoker's cough.
Okay, good.
All right,
and then I'll check back in with you as soon as I get a response in regards to your rate, okay?
Okay, Monica. Thank you so much,
honey.
Of course,
my pleasure, Dawn. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
You too. Okay, bye-bye.